Hello and welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. On the program today, we discuss the possible renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement and also what that means for New Mexico. Joining us in studio to talk about trade and NAFTA is the president of the Border Industrial Association, Jerry Pacheco. Mr. Pacheco also is the executive director of the International Business Accelerator, and he writes the column Business Across the Border for the Albuquerque Journal. Jerry, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, thank you.
And I'd like to start off with, you wrote in a recent column in the Albuquerque Journal that the Trump administration has sent signals that it is wanting to modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement. What does that really mean? Do you have any idea of what the administration is trying to accomplish there?
Well, at face value, I would interpret that as saying, okay, we have an agreement that was signed and was implemented in 1994, and a lot of water's gone under the bridge, and we need to tweak it and we need to update it. I hope that's the intent, because I don't think there's anybody involved in trade or economic development that is familiar with NAFTA that would say that's unreasonable. I do hope that it's not kind of a smokescreen to go in there and gut an agreement that's really benefited the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
Now, President Trump on the campaign trail made it no secret that he was not a fan of NAFTA. He talked about scrapping it and tearing it up. And as president, the rhetoric's been very similar. Does this appear that the administration is scaling back its rhetoric and position on replacing NAFTA?
Well, he's called NAFTA the worst trade agreement in history, is what he's called it. But he also says the Iran nuclear deal is the worst in history. So I'm becoming a little more familiar with how the president voices his concerns or opinions. I think the Trump administration came into office with the intent of really beating down NAFTA and pushing back against Mexico and Canada. But the reality is, we have so many sectors in the United States, and a lot of them in the Trump support belt, in the Iowas, in the Indianas, that really supported him, that would be hurt if that agreement was not in place, because Mexico buys so many of our agricultural products, for example.
And what other sectors, just to give our audience an idea, would be impacted by or are impacted by NAFTA on a daily basis?
It runs the gamut. I would say everything from consumer electronics to transportation products. One of the things that NAFTA's really done between Mexico, Canada, the United States, it's really integrated the automotive industry. So a U.S. truck's not necessarily a U.S. truck. There's portions of the U.S. truck made in the United States. Some are made in Mexico, assembled. A lot of the glass products come from China, and we have a true North American product. So you can't go in there and say, okay, NAFTA's bad, Mexico, Canada's bad, and the trade's bad, because we're actually pointing at ourselves, because U.S. companies are operating in all three nations.
Now, a bulk of the work that you do is in Santa Teresa on the border here in New Mexico. Could you tell us a little bit about what the rhetoric around NAFTA from the Trump administration has done to the businesses that you deal with on a daily basis? What are the business owners saying to you?
Well, initially, in the pre-election period and then after the elections, I counted three major industrial deals, probably about $35 million that we lost in New Mexico. What I'm talking about are recruitment deals that we would have brought to the state that got cold feet because the Trump rhetoric against NAFTA and the Trump rhetoric against Mexico was so strong that these suppliers to Mexico's maquila industry that would have come to New Mexico because of our geographic proximity, particularly to Juarez, decided to put those projects on hold. Now, from the small business standpoint, as you mentioned, one of the things I operate is the International Business Accelerator. We're the state's only statewide export-import counseling program. With the smaller businesses, there's a lot of angst also in terms of where do we go with this. Now, the flip side and the positive side is that I'm seeing people saying we can't wait anymore. We've got to live our lives and we've got to do business, and trade makes sense, and trade with Mexico makes sense, so we're going forward with our plans.
Speaking of Mexico, you deal with officials on the Mexican side of the border on a daily basis, business owners, yeah. Local government, federal government. What is the response you're getting from Mexican officials about the rhetoric that President Trump has used not only as a candidate but as president regarding NAFTA and also border security and the potential of building the wall that he has envisioned?
Well, let me say first and foremost, I guess if I were sitting on the other side of the border as a Mexican official, I'd probably want to rail back against the United States and say, how dare you insult us and call us rapists and criminals and say this and that. To their credit, almost every single Mexican official that I've dealt with at the local level, at the municipal level, let's say in Juarez, to the state level, to the federal level, are very diplomatic. And the move by the Mexican government and the strategy has been not to come back negatively against what Trump is saying contra Mexico. It has been to work with groups like ours and emphasize the benefit that cross-border trade and relations have for both sides of the border. And we've been doing that with the Mexican consulate. We've been doing that with ProMexico, which is a federal level organization. And of course, the state of Chihuahua, the officials are great to work with, as well the city of Juarez. So we're working together not to kind of create a negative rhetoric or back push in a negative sense. We want to highlight what NAFTA has done and the benefits it's brought to states like New Mexico.
Now, Mexico has a presidential election coming up in 2018. What has some of the rhetoric so far caused with the political side of the Mexican government, which in turn can impact the Mexican economy and also dealing with the United States? What have you seen that may impact that election and also lead to impacting the relationship between the United States and Mexico?
Well, one of the things I've seen is it's a very interesting dynamic. AMLO, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has been the champion of the Mexican left, he was the mayor of Mexico City, and he's been on the left side of the spectrum. In the past, he's railed against the United States as being kind of oppressive and against NAFTA also, saying that the peasants in Mexico and the farmers and ranchers have been hurt. I went to go see him at a special invitation a few months ago. He stopped in El Paso and I got to meet him and I got to talk to him and I got to watch him speak. It's amazing how the Trump rhetoric, I think, has positioned him more as almost a centrist candidate in Mexico. He's toned down a lot of the leftist kind of banter and moved it to the center, and he's being very very diplomatic about what's going on in the United States, and he's actually touting NAFTA. And if you believe any of the polls and kind of the jockeying in Mexico, he has to be considered a front runner to become president in 2018. And I wouldn't have thought that would have been possible given the more center position that the PRI takes in Mexico, the institutional ruling party, and the PAN, which is a little more to the right. But he seems to have positioned himself in the center, and he's using the rhetoric in the United States to his own gain.
Interesting. Also, I'd like to learn a little bit about how important it is to have trade growing in Santa Teresa for the state of New Mexico.
Santa Teresa is what I always term is one of the state's best areas to diversify its economy. If you look at New Mexico, we've traditionally been an extractive industry state. We've been a government state. We've been petroleum extractive, and we've been a tourism state. Well, we know what's happening with federal government spending. Our state budget's shrinking. Petroleum industry, which is great for us, is up and down. We've got to develop new industries whereby we can weather the storm. Trade with Mexico, and I've said this for 26 years, is our best hope at New Mexico developing good jobs and good industry. What we're doing in Santa Teresa is very simple. We're developing a supplier base to Mexico's maquiladora industry. The state of Chihuahua is Mexico, which is our sister state, is Mexico's number one exporting state of all the Mexican states, about $45 billion a year. We're happy in New Mexico because we're almost at $4 billion in exports. So multiply that by 11 and you can understand the powerhouse we sit right next to. Our big opportunity, and I firmly believe this, and I believe this all my career, is that industrial base is there. They consume about 98% of what they use to make their products, rather, has to be imported. The plastic, the metal, the shrink wrap, everything why can't New Mexico become a supplier base to that huge industrial base? We can create jobs, investment, and we can diversify our economy. It's working. It's finally working in Santa Teresa.
Well, Jerry, I want to thank you so much for joining us on In Focus. Thank you for giving us your time. I know you're very busy.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to thank you for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.